There's a war, that a subliminal war that many people think they see between the governor and the legislature, particularly between the Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, and the Democratic speaker, Sheldon Silver. Have you observed any of this?
Well, certainly there's tension there. The governor has put a lot of pressure on the speaker. The speaker has been under, and we're talking about Sheldon Silver, has been under a lot of pressure this year trying to clean up the debacle that was created by the efforts to keep quiet the Vito Lopez scandal. That's where an assemblyman from Brooklyn was accused by staffers of groping and other sexual misconduct. And rather than air it publicly, a private settlement was worked out that the speaker approved. He later apologized for that and said it was the wrong way to handle it.
And that was taxpayer money, right?
And that was partial taxpayer money. Vito Lopez paid about a third of the $100,000, a little more than $100,000 settlement.
Did he pay it out of his campaign funds?
Actually, I don't know. Yeah. He may have been able to do that. Isn't that a wonderful world?
We need some
campaign finance reform. But, you know, just like we were saying that the governor needs the mayor of New York City, the governor certainly needs to have a working relationship with the Speaker of the Assembly. Shelley Silver survived some calls for his resignation after, you know, the Vito Lopez debacle, and he remains strong, it looks like, and he goes into the new year strong, and they have a lot of common interests. His district is based in Lower Manhattan, so there's going to be need for compromise. What will be interesting in the new year is what the relationship the governor has with Jeff Klein and his...
I was going to mention that.
The Republicans, who are allied with the Democratic coalition to jointly lead the state Senate. Will that survive in the new year? The governor has let that happen. He hasn't tried to go out and campaign on behalf of Democratic candidates for state Senate. He might be under a lot of pressure to do that from the Democrats, and the Democrats could take full control of the state Senate if that were to happen, and that would kind of erase the deal that Jeff Klein and a few other Democrats have made with the Republicans who control the state Senate. And if that were to happen, that would really shift the dynamic. If you had a Democratic Senate and you had a Democratic Assembly and a Democratic governor, it could change things in the state capital.
There are those of us who think that Andrew Cuomo, more than just letting it happen, that the Republicans are still in control, was really sort of by design part of the engineer of that.
Well, it's quite useful to have this combination control of the state Senate. It's not always a good thing to have everybody on your side. Bill Clinton, of course, made great use of having a Republican House of Representatives. It would be interesting on the national level if the president could do that now, but it's a different set of dynamics. But in Albany, playing one against the other isn't always such a bad thing, and governors have learned how to manipulate that.